Are you ready? Last week, we began to look at four statements Jesus emphasized, very clear statements about which he was very clear. Number one, I am coming back. Number two, only a few. Number three, you must be born again. And four, here matters there. In our first look at I am coming back, we asked this question. Does it affect your perspective on how you live here today? Today, I'm coming back, part two. Are you ready? Matthew 24:44, Jesus says, so you also must be ready because the Son of Man will come in an hour when you do not expect him. And just before that, in Matthew 24:30, Jesus gives us this stark warning. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Why will all the peoples of the earth mourn when they see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven? Because they aren't ready. Many of Jesus' parables are warnings about missing heaven and landing in hell, a very real place Jesus, yes, sweet Jesus, spoke about often. He even stated that most people ended up there. More on that later in Only a Few. In each such parable, those who find themselves in hell have this common response. They are shocked. They cannot believe it. Not me. How could this have happened to me? I wasn't that bad. I did a lot of good things. Here is a vivid example of Jesus' warnings and the origin of the 721 ministry's name as he exposes those who plan to present him with their do-good resumes on their judgment day. Matthew 7:21-22 and 23. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and perform many miracles? And I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. How do we make sure we do not hear those heartbreaking words from Jesus? Well, how would you be sure you didn't hear that from anyone? You would spend time with them. Not just reading time or formal prayer time, both of which are wonderful, but not enough. We want to spend quality time with Jesus, bringing him into the details of our lives. We walk with him and we talk with him, a conversational walk with God, talking with him about what we are doing together. That's a Dallas Willard quotation. Each day, throughout the day, he is real, he will respond, and you will get to know each other in the biblical way.